Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We're joined now by the Panthers football coach, as we do each and every week, David Boucher. We always appreciate it, a little bit of time each and every week. Coach, big win last week. We'll dive into it here. The initial thoughts and takeaways from the 54-8 win at home against ACCHS.
Our kids really came out and executed, especially offensively. We took another step, and these are things we've been seeing in practice. We've been seeing all along, but you know, like it's nice for it to all come together and really mesh together. And you know, we scored on every drive but one, and that was in the second half. And it was nice to see the JV go in there and execute in the fourth quarter as well, and get a score too. And but yeah, it was nice to play a lot of kids, and we haven't had too many of those. It's the most points we've scored in my time here, and most yards. And our defense was solid, and we created four takeaways, but we also gave up too many big plays, and we weren't as consistent. I think we got real lax, real calm, and in the second quarter, and thought, oh yeah, we'll just win this game by a lot, and they were able to drive the ball. You know, ACHS got a solid crew. I mean, coaches, like we talked last week, I mean, they execute their stuff, and so I was happy that we went out there and did what we did.
Yeah, you mentioned scoring on all but one drive, and it's always good when you can get those younger kids, you know, some reps in a game where you're winning by a bigger margin. So it's a good opportunity to see what you got with some of the younger kids. But again, just going back to the offense, you know, is this the best overall output that you have seen from your team offensively in your tenure? I mean, we're talking over 500 yards of offense. We're over 450 rushing yards. You had three players go over the century mark with Jackson Stevens right about 200 as well. Manny Oliveira, 105. Nolan Bausch, 101 yards. Just by the numbers standpoint, I would say if it's not up there, it's got to be up there.
Yeah, we had a game 3 years ago in a week 9 matchup. It was the only year that we haven't been in the bracket for the playoffs in our time since we've been here, and that we kind of got in a shootout with Baldwin. And I think we had roughly the same amount of yards, maybe, definitely not that many points. This is by far, I mean, from a point standpoint for sure. But yards is the most we've ever had as well.
And just, it's crazy. I mean, three over 100 yards, that's just phenomenal stuff. And again, it all starts with the guys up front. The offensive line, we talk about them and how good they have been. You had the expectations for them being your best crew coming into the year. And obviously a performance like this certainly shows what they're worth.
Yeah, I mean, getting Junior Wawasek back, you know, he's homecoming king, won it on before the game and they had a great game, but getting Junior back at center after being gone for a couple games was massive. You know, he was real hurt in the Holton game as well, and we felt that and felt his presence being not as strong in the Holton game, and then completely being out versus Sabethan, completely being out versus Perry, and we had guys step up and do some great things, and we talked about, you know, like Junior Cyrus Harding step up in his place and do so many great things, but being able to have him back really solidifies our offensive line and getting people back where they need to be in their natural positions, and they really executed well.
Just a massive performance again across the board for Royal Valley last week, again defeating ACCHS 54-8, over 450 rushing yards with three individuals going over that century mark. Just phenomenal stuff. Well, a big matchup coming up this week. It's at Nemaha Central. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. Our locker room chat brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Brandon Tamman and the coach here for a few more minutes. We discussed the impressive performance across the board last week against ACCHS, and it doesn't get much easier now, coach. You go to Nemaha Central, the defending or two-time defending 2A state champions, in a big game in terms of district standings as well. So I'm sure you don't have to tell your guys how big this game is, and I'm sure they're pretty juiced to get this one going tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, it's great, you know, old school Big East, you know, Big Seven matchup, and we've seen them. We're very familiar with each other, and I think our guys are ready to play, and it's exciting to play in big games and things that mean something. And all we have to do is win. We're number one in our district because we'll win the tiebreakers with point differential and all that stuff, and it's an exciting time to be a part of the Royal Valley football program. We've got great coaches, and we've got great kids, and we've got a great community, and we're super excited for this matchup.
Well, Carter Hike, you know, the reigning offensive player of the year in the state, they lost a ton on their offensive line. They only got a few seniors, so it's pretty sophomore and junior heavy, but, you know, they lose that game, you know, in week one to Marysville, but they've been rolling ever since. They've played a tough schedule. They've beaten the likes of Silver Lake and Rossville, and, you know, obviously now sitting at 5-1, but their quarterback again, Carter Hike, you know, he's carrying it 30 some times a game. You kind of know what you're going to expect going in for the most part. I mean, how challenging is it to stop not only just that offense, but him in general?
Oh, it's very challenging. I mean, Coach Glassick's got him dialed up, and they do some great things offensively. You know, some misdirection things, and get him the ball in multiple gaps, and get him doing different things. And you know, they spread you out, and he runs up the middle, and they tighten you up, and they can hit you on the outside, and you just got to be prepared for a lot of different things. And, you know, and don't forget about Chanute that they beat. You know, they're a top five team in 4A, and they went down there and handled them down at their place. And so this is a high quality team that's played a lot of great teams, and we're just looking forward to the matchup.
They gave up 28 points in their win against Rossville back in week three, but they have not allowed a double-digit points, or I should say, take that back, the Marysville game, they gave up 16 in that loss, but, you know, just 7 to Silver Lake, 7 to Chanute, 6 to Oskaloosa, and they shut out Sabetha last week. What do you see from them defensively that's going to make it challenging for your offense?
Well, they got one of the better linebackers in the league and the Kime kid, and they've got a solid defensive line that keeps improving every week. You know, we've seen a few games in the preseason or in the early season and then recently here, and they just keep getting better. You just see them keep getting better, and they coming off, and they're executing, and they're getting their hands on. They're able to press you and move their feet, and they're active on the defensive line, and that allows their two linebackers to run real well and get a lot of tackles, and they're sure-handed tacklers. And it's nice when you have guys up front to make everybody on the back end look good.
Well, it's an exciting time, as you mentioned again, over there at Royal Valley and Nemaha Central, a big test here in week 7 tomorrow night on the road over in Seneca. Just give us the expectations and a few keys for this one tomorrow night.
It's like same old thing. You know, it's just about us. It's about us executing our jobs and doing our thing and blocking to the echo of the whistle and rallying the ball and running the ball on defense. And it's about us taking care of the ball. It's about us executing our job and pointing and counting and communicating and running hard with pad level and blocking for each other as backs. And it's about us on defense and our defensive line holding their gaps and executing their job and linebackers filling gaps and making the defensive line right and our safeties filling gaps and making our linebackers right and our corners executing their job and doing their thing. But it's about us. It's about us being the best team that we can possibly be and doing our jobs. If we do that, we'll see what happens.
Well, certainly one of the better games again on the schedule tomorrow night. Nemaha Central hosting Royal Valley, a ton on the line in terms of the district standings in Class 2A. And, of course, Panthers coming off that impressive win last week over ACCHS. That's David Boucher joining us again, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, appreciate it as always. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, sir.